I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, February 27th, 2014, to order. First order of business on the formal agenda is accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 338657 through 338741.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks 338657 through 338741. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is court orders. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. Sporting your new hairdo?
Oh, yes. So before you should have the spreadsheet. There are only three abatements on them today. The first two are personal property refunds, and the last one was a real estate. It was a state tax commission order.
Would you address, since there are so few and I'm the only one that has a copy of that in front of me, what that is so that these gentlemen will know what the personals are? And
sure. The first personal property, they were assessed for the wrong vehicle, which meant that they overpaid their personal property taxes. So now we're correcting that vehicle description and model, and that decreases the value and will result in a refund. The second one, they paid for a 2013 vehicle. It should have been a 2012. So we're refunding that difference in assessment. And then the last one was State Tax Commission 13-89565. Do you want me to mention the party involved? Or?
No, actually, if I'm not mistaken, we have a copy of that tax commission.
Yeah, you should have a copy of all the
paperwork. I read through your preliminary study, and there is a stipulation that came forth from the State Tax Commission on that piece of property.
Correct. And we had done the other years previously, but now the collector is ready to hand figure this refund amount for 2011.
If I could label this as Exhibit A with today's date.
Is that on the personal property?
The last one's on real estate.
They're all together. We can do them separately if we like.
Well, do you want to do those separately so we can keep real estate and personal property separate?
I wish we'd put it in a motion because we have them combined on one sheet, so I can't really call it
A and B.
Right.
1-A, 1-B.
Well, I can do that.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated February 27, 2014.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit A as presented, dated February 27, 2014, with the note that this is one motion that covers two personal parcels of property and one real estate parcel of property. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Christy, did you want this?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I've been told on that one piece of property there's three or four people interested in it, but it's tied up with FDIC and different things, so hopefully that'll allow it to move further in the sale process.
Mm-hmm. the UMB payment that the clerk asked to be placed on has been canceled, so whenever that will be turned in, then we will address that. She asked for it to be put on, but she also asked for it to be taken off. So, patrol cars. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, we've got, on our patrol cars, we've got five of them that are needing to be replaced at this time. They range anywhere from 132,000 miles up to 185,000 miles on. I have funds that I can replace two of those from. So the only thing that we need really on you all is the three of them. I've got a fund in the jail that allows us to replace anything used for prisoner transport. That's 100% for prisoner transport, and I can also use it to replace some of the cages in them. So we've got that much. But what I'm here to ask you all for today is to be able to replace three of these cars out of your emergency funds or wherever you can do that at. And the state bid on those is at $23,145 apiece. Well, I take it back. There's a be $23,645, I believe. There's $500 procurement fees on that also. But they'll be in that area. The last day for us, the reason I'm coming right now, some of these cars are starting to have a little bit of transmission problem with, and the last day for us to be able to order these is March the 31st, so on this year cycle.
If I remember, so I can set this in perspective, if you correct me if I'm wrong, in your original budgetary request for 2014, this was included within the funds from GCR.
Yes.
When we asked the different elected officials if they would roll back to 2014 and or less, you complied with that, with the stipulation from the county, that because we had to make a budget and we had to set aside certain amounts of money for emergency fund, et cetera, that we go that route if the vehicles were needed. My suggestion would be that following up on what we had shared in that conversation with Jimmy during budget time, that we in fact do move forward and we do so out of the contingency fund. We have X amount of dollars set up there for that purpose, actually.
I'll make the motion. We'll go ahead, and that's five cars.
Yeah, five cars.
And three of them come out of the emergency contingency fund.
Correct.
Did we buy some last year? Or I guess, 2013? Did we buy one or two? Or?
We bought, I believe, two last year. That looked my budget. Make
sure. I'm just curious, did you go off the state bid, or did you... What was it you told us?
What are we normally trying to do?
Or
I've already checked with our local people, and they can get right down at the state bid. So if our local vendors can get to the state bid, then we like to try to purchase from them instead of the.
You work with Ron on.
Yes. Yeah, I can get all the information to Ron to get the bid put out. And
if I remember right, Brandon, one year there was only like $67 or $68 difference.
Wasn't a huge difference, but you had to go to Kansas City, and so it wasn't worth the money to go to Kansas City and get it.
We'd rather purchase local if we can.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
So.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the purchase of three vehicles through the 2014 GCR contingency fund.
Yes, sir.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. penalties and interest. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Would you lead us through what you have before us today? I know that the collector chatted with me briefly here at the podium during our last commission meeting, and we asked her to allow us to place it on the agenda so that we could discuss, and here we are. But
the tax bill is under VHB LLC, Branson Canyon Condominium Unit 27. In 2012, we received a request from the taxpayer to change the address so that his bill would be sent timely the next time. Somehow the address had not been changed and he had realized it and paid his bill late, paid penalties and interest, made the adjustment. Policy is once we make the adjustment in our office, then we send that information to the assessor to upgrade their office. I'm not sure what happened. Regardless what happened, somehow the address did not get changed, and the bill went out again in 2013 with the old address. The taxpayer is now coming to the commission and asking that those, because it was an error on our part, that those penalties and interest be waived. And
for the year of
2013 only. Which is unpaid at this time.
Motion to waive penalties and interest on that.
The statute that gives you that authority is 52.240.
I was going to do that on 2013. That's the request.
Yeah. I understand. Is there a recommendation from the county collector that we, in fact, approve this? That's what I asked Sheila for.
She said, I have no objection if you feel the interest should be waived based upon what I have stated. It is a county error and qualifies under 52.240.
So she's not saying whether she is making a recommendation or
she
not
says
making
she has no objection.
Is she in a spot where you can get a hold of her and find out whether or not she'll give us a recommendation to do this?
Well, she's brought me here and said that she feels as though it was a county error and the decision is yours. It isn't a decision she can make. But she's not objecting to that decision to be made.
I understand.
And the question you asked is, she is out of town right now.
John, it's up to you whether or not you wish to do this without a recommendation from her. She doesn't have any...
If it was for the past, if it was for 2012, I would ask that she be here and express in a written form her recommendation on it. It is 2013, a repetitive error, so I'm willing to make the motion.
Same.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the penalties and interest on, tell me if I state this correctly, please, parcel number 18-7.0-36-000-000-021.027?
That is correct.
If we could have that number included in your motion.
Yes.
So the motion again is to waive penalties and interest on the property number that I have stated for the year 2013. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Would you like me to notify the taxpayer?
That'd be great. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Sewer District. Brad.
Morning.
Good morning. Brad, if I'm remembering, we had chatted about the possibility, not of, I see how this is listed, but Well, actually, it's listed as sewer district discussion. It's different on my request form. This has to do with monies that have been budgeted for one purpose, and if I'm not mistaken, we found that we may not be able to utilize this year, and you're looking at utilizing those dollars that were appropriated for that purpose for another.
Yes.
And if you would explain that to us and to the commission.
The sheet you have before you is our
approved budget for 2014 for capital improvements. It's also a proposed revised budget, and you'll see that in the columns and the headers up top there. And I have an amount increase or decrease. Essentially, our Lakeway project is a treatment plant project out east of Forsyth here. When I was preparing the budget for 14, I was thinking that we were going to be in construction this year and spend the bulk of that money. It's looking like it's not going to happen. So we're going to have approximately $1 million that I've removed from the Lakeway line item. And you'll see that there in parentheses, decreased $1 million. And I'd like to redistribute that money throughout some other projects. And just going down the line there, Mildred Extension, we're increasing the scope. If this is approved, we'd increase the scope just slightly, $275,000. Grinder pump upgrades, we would just do more upgrades, additional $200,000. Continuing I&I issues, that's our cammering and flow meter equipment, jetting equipment to clean the lines and things like that. Master plan update, we're looking at doing an inventory on as best we can of all the septic systems in the county. So I want to look at increasing the scope on that as originally planned, or from originally planned. And then we've had a new project come along that sewer board has decided to move forward with, which is the National Enzyme Company Sewer Extension. That's what we're calling it. It's going to serve NEC out just outside the city limits of Forsyth on Highway 76 and some of the surrounding residences. So that's $200,000. And then our flood remediation project on three of our lift stations, I've put additional $200,000 back into that, just as kind of a buffer for right now. We've got some potential subsurface issues we're going to have to deal with in construction on one lift station that's right adjacent to, well, sits right on Short Creek in the same location or where it dumps into Lake Taneycomo. So that's that $200,000. And there was a hidden inadvertent error on my part on the Bee Creek SRF loan pass through, that there's some additional DNR fees, and that's what that additional amount's for. That's basically it.
Gentlemen, just as a note, these are all dollars that were approved within the 2014 budget. We're not asking to approve any more monies than have already been approved. We're actually, through the sewer district, asking that we can move to different projects or add to different projects within 2014, which probably would have been 2015 expenditures when that budget arrived anyway, but it just kind of speeds them up. Can I ask you about the Lakeway? The reason is there is what?
The reason
why,
to do that project?
Why are we slowing down? And if, not slowing down,
oh,
why aren't we spending the monies in 2014 that we thought we would be?
That project is it's a reed bed treatment system, old technology, does not meet DNR limits.
Right.
We've decided to go in there and build a brand new treatment plant. The anti-degradation review and approval and all the permitting processes that have to happen through DNR is going to extend that, or it's going to push it into 2015, so we won't be in construction this year. So that's where this additional money that I'm requesting to utilize on other line items comes from.
We have within our, which is different this year than past years, within our budget, one line item for the Taney County Regional Sewer District. We also have one line item for incorporated areas. That line item won't change. It'll still be the anticipated amount of monies that we're going to pass through to the sewer district. It's just that those dollars will be reallocated within the sewer district's budget for other projects.
There's a couple of things that I
go right here,
think sir. I asked about. And one of them is, and Brad, I know we've been over this half a dozen times as far as what needs to be done and changes that have been switched around. Mm-hmm. Number two on there, I see, is that connected with the number nine, the Mildred extension?
Number two up top?
Yes.
The Kirbyville extension?
Yeah.
That project is the Victoria Park sewer extension there. We call it
Where you crossed.
Yes, sir.
So you had that listed as Victorian Hart before.
Yeah, we did before. Okay. I think the official name was Kirbyville sewer extension.
Okay, and does that take in the progress reports and everything on the Redbud Apartments and that part of it? Is that where you're headed with, or is that just a discussion that we put aside for future years?
That extension that was done at Victorian Hart, the Mildred extension may connect into that.
It may not.
It may be on the other side of the road. It's likely that it would be on the other side of the road.
Okay, that was my question, because we've had numerous discussions. The roundtable discussions that we've had have been most productive. We've covered a lot of territory and what needs to be done. And one thing that, I'm not the prince, it's kind of fine. My glasses are a little bit.
Yeah,
it bothered me a little this
morning.
Try to
keep it to one page.
One thing that I was wondering, do you have listed on here? I know that we had discussions in the roundtable discussions about the septic tank pump outs. Mm-hmm. Is there anything here that I'm missing? Because the county commission had recommended up to doing up to 500 tanks, or putting it out for bid for 500 tanks or anything.
No, sir, I've not included any of that.
Okay, well, that'll go through the bid process then, and would that not even be included in this year's budget?
Well, I don't know that I understood that was
It's not part of their budget. Yeah, it's part of the sales tax budget that the county commission oversees.
Okay.
And we're hopefully, actually Brad and I are trying to hook up to discuss three or four different things. Hopefully before I leave tomorrow for D.C., that would be if you have any time this afternoon.
Yeah.
To chat about different things that we're involved in.
Right.
And we are, the guys that are working with us in the GCR right now are going to come back with a proposal to us on that.
After we come out with a bid?
They're working on that right now with Ron, Scott, and John, and
all right. Then that would be part of a mutual agreement that this county commission, as I've mentioned before, and the sewer district would want to work on to make sure that tries to progress this year, so that we can see that people have paid sewer taxes for years benefit greatly from the sewer tax itself. And I can't see part of this, but that I understand now, Ron, that you've mentioned that.
Yeah.
This is a discussion. It's a process that we're working on, but just hadn't reached that point for approval yet.
Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we're going to bring that to fruition.
Okay.
We're working on that.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing that part of it into effect, so more Taney County citizens can receive the benefit. And
the question is, and it was I that asked Brad to come before the entire commission, because we had chatted about this, and I thought it would be important because we had approved X amount of dollars for a specific project. that if the sewer district were in fact going to move forward with spending those dollars in different areas, that they come before the commission. So the question is, do you all have any objection to the sewer district utilizing these dollars in the way that they've set forth on the plan that they have here today?
No, and the only reason I ask the question is just the not understanding, not being able to see it clearly. I don't have any problems with it. I just...
He is really, I think, done a very good job in explaining through the document that we have in front of us exactly where they want to move those dollars to. So I think this is a great piece, and it's very helpful. And if you think a motion would be ordered, I would be willing to accept a motion to accept Sewer District proposal as presented today for the use of sales tax funds.
I don't even know that's required, but we can do that.
I don't think it is required, but...
Move to approve the Taney County Regional Sewer District 2014 Capital Improvement Budget Amendment dated 2/27/2014.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the TCRSD 2014 Capital Improvement Budget Amendment. It really doesn't amend the budget that we have on file, but it does and will allow you to move in the direction that you placed this in front of us. Discussion?
Is the wording on that should amendment of projects instead of amendment of funds?
It doesn't say funds, and it clearly spells out what the projects are.
Right. I just didn't know that.
I don't care to add the word projects after the amendment.
That's fine.
All right. We will do that.
I mean, that's more would be more clear on what comes up in the future. So, yeah.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thanks, Brad. If I could chat with you after a while, I'll try to have Shannon get a hold of him sometime this afternoon. Maybe you and I could sit.
Sure. I have a progress meeting on our Phase 3 project at 1 o'clock, maybe an hour or so. It'll be over at our office.
Maybe tentatively around 2, because I've got a 3 o'clock that I'll...
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Show Me Heroes on the job training program. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine.
It's good to see you. I was at the CLEO meeting last week, which is the Council of Locally Elected Officials, and we had a joint meeting with WIB, which is the Workforce Enforcement Investment Board, and Bill had a presentation that he wanted to make to our county, that he's making to many counties, and I asked if he would grace us with his presence, so we're delighted you're here, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
If I could get you to... Well, the reason is we have a microphone there, and we're broadcasting live on the Internet, as well as we're recording this discussion, and it will help us to maintain those records.
Also, I'd like to introduce Al Smith, our veterans representative, who works at the Career Center, and jointly we're kind of joined at the hip with our efforts of Show Me Heroes OJT. Missouri Career Center, we've been acquainted with with Commissioner Hausman for several years as he serves on the CLEO, our Council of Local Elected Officials, representing Taney County, which is one of our 7 counties that the Ozark region represents. The CLEO is kind of the executive committee that supports the Workforce Investment Board, and in turn, the Workforce Investment Board approves all of our budgets and programs that that come through the Career Center. City of Springfield is our financial arm. It's the way it's set up in our region, but that's just kind of a how we operate. We have a director, Marianne Rojas. She was thinking about coming today, but she had another commitment. But at some point, she needs to come and say hello to you, and you'd be acquainted with her. But today, specifically, we wanted to talk to you about our Show Me Heroes program, which I'm going to let Mr. Smith introduce that, and then we'll go through this packet of information, which basically none of it you have to worry about. But whenever we do, if we find a qualified candidate or create a contract between us and the county, then we would ask for signatures. But we get to do most of the work. So, Al?
I'd like you to specifically focus on the brochure that I handed out. It's about the Show Me Heroes on the Job Training Program. The Show Me Heroes program was started by Governor Nixon in 2010. It's designed to connect businesses and employers with veterans.
Al, do you have a couple extra brochures?
Absolutely.
We have two members of the press, and I think it would be helpful if they could follow along with.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, and in addition to that, we have the on-the-job training program, where when an employer hires a eligible veteran during the job acclimation period or the training period, that employer receives 50% of the wages reimbursed to them. So this is a good way for Taney County to save some money. We're doing a lot of business with Sheriff Arnott at the Greene County Sheriff's Department. He's hired 8 eligible veterans and has received about $25,000 reimbursed to him for wages. This money is to be used for training period, training dollars. Of course, anytime a job seeker takes a new job, there's a training aspect involved. Especially with the sheriff's office, but anyhow, we can do on-the-job training programs with eligible veterans with county governments. So that's what we're here for today, is to explain to you how you can save your taxpayers some money. There's some details to go along with this. To qualify for the Show Me Heroes OJT program, the veteran must be within a year of discharge at this time. So that is a little bit restrictive, because there's some out there, but not that many. But anyhow, if we could find you an eligible veteran, you can certainly partake in this program. Bill?
Just some of the nuts and bolts of the program. We're here to talk about Show Me Heroes, because that's the one. Regular OJT is not available to public entities, municipalities, or counties. But the Show Me Hero program is. And on the right side of your packet that I've given you, on the job training program, the first that Commissioner Hausman has is just a advertisement we give to people. On the job training, the next one is frequently asked questions, answers a lot of the questions that we missed some today that you can look back on. And keep in mind, we're talking specifically about Show Me Heroes today, veterans, Missouri veterans that are just out of service. But for your part, employer application, best $50 you ever paid your county clerk to fill that out. It's pretty much name, address, phone number type information. And by the way, the W-9, the E-Verify, does the county E-Verify?
Yes. Linda, would you like to come join us? I've invited our HR director, and we have our road and bridge administrator. And
oh, great.
With us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. But
and the answer to your question is yes.
But the three e-verify is part of our program. All federal contracts require e-verification, which is the electronic version of the I-9, which we've always done in business over the years. But most counties, municipalities, do e-verify. Most big companies e-verify, and with the new immigration laws coming down, I'm sure we're going to see it. It's just part of the landscape for business too. Everybody will be e-verified, but the federal government requires it. We create a contract between the city of Springfield and Taney County for reimbursement dollars. I always say that not payroll, but we're in the training business and we're in providing training dollars to the county as you hire eligible veterans to go to work, whether it's in the Sheriff's Department, Public Works, or Road and Bridge, maybe an administrative assistant here in the courthouse. But this contract has your name and information on it. We also list the occupation, the wage rate, and I will tell you that $10 is our minimum wage per hour. We can't do commission. We can't do piecework. We're really looking for salary or by the hour. And $10 is our minimum. We all know that the federal or the state minimum wage is $7.50, but our WIB board has asked us and has said $10 is our minimum level of wage. But we list the hours that we offer for training. We go to a federal job classification called ONET, look up the job classification. Let's just say it's correctional officer at the jail. We're offering 600 hours of training to that individual. And at a 40-hour week, that's 15 weeks of training. And, of course, your department, pretty close-knit or at tight requirements on law enforcement for training and for procedures. And of course, as Al said, Sheriff Arnott is receiving, he's paying $12.44 an hour, so he's getting about $3,700 per contract back. And we are at 8 individuals at the Greene County Jail now. So you can do the math and see that he's picked up for training. And of course, there's lots of training goes on, but he's picked up about over $30,000 in training dollars. But we prepare a contract. There's a place for maybe Commissioner Hausman to sign or his designated representative. Maybe the Sheriff Arnott signs for Greene County when we do business with the Sheriff's Department. The most important thing the state and the federal government's looking for is this training plan. We talk about dollars all day long, but the Department of Labor and the state of Missouri is looking at what training is taking place. We can't train a CPA to be a CPA. We can't train a welder to be a welder. But if we can show that training is going to take place for a young veteran that's coming out of the service that has military experience in law enforcement or detention, which a lot of them have, we can work with them with our OJT program.
Can I interject? Bill fills out the training plan and the those things. The only thing we need from you is the application of the W-9 and the E-Verify document.
So typically in the Sheriff's Department in Greene County, are we looking at jailers? Are we looking at dispatchers? Are we looking at whatever position that
any
the
positions,
sheriff might have?
Yeah. He's hired, Sheriff Arnott has hired correctional officers for the jail.
And do we also have veterans that are working in positions with road and bridge departments in counties?
We have not had any opportunities to work with road and bridge in Greene County. We've had some calls from other departments in Greene County, but we just haven't been successful. Sheriff Arnott was in receipt of some extra tax dollars, and so he is hiring. In fact, he tells me he needs 20 more right now. They're understaffed in the jail, and he does have funds available too. But Greene County in general is tight budgets. I think we all, you guys, you know that. But budgets are really tight, so they're not really doing a lot of hiring. They're replacing some people. Mm-hmm. A lot of seasonal work. We can't do seasonal work. We can't hire people to mow in the summertime because they're all about full-time, long-term employment. And that's what the government's looking for. We're wanting to get veterans back to work in this case, or long-term unemployed. People are on welfare. People are on food stamps. Those are the people that we can serve.
But we can't do OJT with them.
Right.
With the county governments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Only
show, only me, show me heroes.
Yeah. Only veterans.
Well, yeah, but I think that Arnott and
the commission is really looking at utilizing these individuals as full-time, even mm-hmm. though this yeah. program is a 15-week program, 600 hours.
And oh, absolutely.
Best of my knowledge, only one young veteran has left to go to work for another law enforcement agency, has left the Greene County Jail to go to another law enforcement agency. And, of course, they're always, just like you, would be promoting from within for bailiffs or for process servers or other jobs in the jail, or road deputies, which is another training regimen.
Mm-hmm. But this OJT will work for any full-time position with county.
I've got a question for you, and this program sounds familiar to one that we had back, I can't remember, 2009, 2010, just somewhere along in there, and we hired four at the time, road and bridge employees, and we, every year, we try to hire part-time employees. Well, this program, at that time, we hired vets that were seeking jobs. If you go into a convenience store or you go, if you're around very much in the public, you see a vet come in that will do anything because they're unemployed. They're just out of the service. They need the money. And so we're highly interested in trying to help that service. If we took, say, something that was a road and bridge job and hired maybe not all of our part-times, but part of the part-time help that we hired, because at the end of that period of time, we judge performance and put them on full-time. I mean, we have for, the last two or three years. Last year, we didn't have all of them complete, but would that qualify in this new program? Because it sounds so much, it's a template for what we've done before. Would that qualify for what you're trying to get done?
No, they would have to be hired as a full-time employee.
And 30
at the end of the five?
No.
They have to be hired at the end. Okay, that's different than what
you must remember, they're always your employee. I mean, you can hire, fire. I mean, you know, they're always your employee. That we don't control who you hire or who you fire or where you do that.
They're considered full-time if they were 4 8-hour days, right?
32 hours a week is our minimum mm-hmm. full-time standard.
And the discretion as to whether or not they continue after that period of time would fall to the county to the county.
Yes.
So whether it be under the sheriff or the R&B or wherever.
Well, I guess maybe I didn't present my.
You meant temporary rather than regular, rather than part-time or
full-time. Well, I didn't.
Temporary full-time?
Didn't explain it right.
Yes, exactly.
We hire temporary and keep those that do a good job for us. We hire them full time, and that was my question. Yep. If this program here, if we could hire four or five of these people, and then have them if they worked out, they'd have a full time job with the county, but there's a possibility that some people don't work out because of it's too expensive for moving and where they live and all these things. So we try to help in every way we can, but I don't want to get into a situation where we hire somebody and then we're obligated to keep them. And then the other thing is we want to give these people every opportunity possible to have employment. They've served the country. And we feel like that we're obligated to try to help them if we can.
Well, you're not obligated to keep anybody you don't want to keep.
At the end of the contract.
Or before, if you decide to fire somebody that you hired, we just terminate the contract and try again. So it's obligation.
At the end of the, let's say, 600-hour contract, we're out of the loop. We have provided our training dollars to the county. The county has provided the training that we together agreed to do, and you know, then we're out of the picture as far as our contract. We've fulfilled our contract. But as Al says, they're always your employee. They serve at your, and it's some, we have a 63% success rate with OJT, and that's for everybody. But frankly, with veterans, we have a better success rate. We're probably in the 80 percentile with veterans because they're just more focused. They have better leadership. They have the skills coming out of the service that, employers want to hire veterans. It's right. Not just a feel-good. I think some of the big companies we see in the newspaper, it's more of a marketing thing. We're hiring 100,000 veterans this year. Yeah. Well, Walmart has 2 million employees. Right. So, but anyway,
that's a big story.
I regress.
That's a big Walmart.
Well, of course, worldwide, they're a big company. But you know, for them to say we're going to hire 100,000 vets, well, that looks good on NBC News. Yeah. But how many do you really hire? And, you know, we'll pat ourselves on the back here a little bit. The state of Missouri has 35 Show Me Heroes today for 2014, and Springfield has 16 of the 35. So we've been very successful, mainly because Al Smith works real hard in identifying and bringing those young vets in just out of service and finding folks like Green County and others too. We've got them working as welders. We've got them working in food service, but it's...
That's what I mentioned. Yeah. You know, those people are coming in, and they'll do anything. And it's training that if they come into a convenience store or a restaurant or something, they're looking for a job because they're used to work.
Yeah.
They're used to leadership jobs if they can get them. But they'll do anything. They make good employees. And so that's where I was at with this. And it's so familiar with the program that we had before, and I think we kept a couple of road and bridge employees off of that particular program. Do we have, how many, you said we had 35 in our area?
35 in the state of Missouri.
And we've done?
And Ozark region has done 16. we're focused on the Show Me Hero program. The folks at Jeff City tell us that the harder you work, the more money we're going to give you. And so that's what, you know, that's a good message because there are some regions have no success, probably because they're not working hard, they're not looking, they're not on the phone day and night trying to find these young veterans because they're out there. And now President Obama is going to bring 34,000 home from Afghanistan, and those folks are going to be in the civilian workforce. The way things are going to Washington, they're going to be looking for civilian jobs, and hopefully we can we'll have more opportunity to help them. So,
if you guys want to get involved with this program and need employees, then what I do is I'll search out eligible veterans for you, and I'm going to speak bluntly here. I don't advocate for knuckleheads. I'm going to try and match the skills the veteran has with what your needs are as employers, and then I'll try and make that match, and I'll search out eligible veterans. We've got 14,000 in our database in the Springfield, which is it's encompasses this area as well. So, and sometimes I can't find a match. We've got employers that I'm trying to find matches for, and you know I'm not going to advocate for someone who can't get a job anywhere else because of lack of skills or lack of character. I'm not going to advocate for you folks for example, if you wanted to hire a sheriff deputy or a road person that didn't have somewhat of those skills and somewhat of the character to make a good employee.
The hardest thing to train is to get people to have good attitudes, come to work on time, be dressed ready for work. You know, those things are built in. Mm-hmm. Those things are built in. You have to acquire those from your parents or from wherever. We can train people how to be welders or road grader operators, but to get those soft skills, and that's the big focus is to...
Well, I talked with Bill last week. It was last week, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Last week. And I'm really excited about this program. I think it's a great opportunity for us to extend help and assistance to individuals that have served our country, and I'm all for this, and I hope that we get involved.
Is it a matter of a vote, Ron, to do such a thing, or is it just a matter of
Well, if I'm not mistaken, what will happen is if, in fact, we do get involved, we'll end up signing an agreement.
Right. There's a contract for every hire. We're only going to create the application W-9 E-Verify one time, but there is a contract for, because the city of Springfield is going to obligate that money to reimburse you, because we're going to ask you to send us a monthly invoice notating the hours worked, the rate of pay, and then attach a pay record to this invoice, right, so that the city of Springfield Finance Department can go, yes, they match pay, you know, 50% of $10 or 50% of $14. We'll reimburse you that $5 times 600 hours, so that contract's going to be worth $3,000. And so the city has...
The bill we're going through the state.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Back up.
Back up.
With Show Me Heroes, we can run those through Jeff City. And one of the big problems with OJT is the downtime, and I know you have your processes. It takes the city of Springfield 7 to 10 days to get a contract approved because everybody has to sign, city manager all the way down to the clerk. But with Show Me Heroes, we're starting to run those through the state, and Al creates the contract, Al creates the training plan, and as soon as Al signs and you sign, we're done. That person can go to work tomorrow. So we really streamlined the process. We used to run those through the city, and then we found out the state would help us. So within a day or two, those people can be working. And then really, you know, employers, they want you to come to work tomorrow. I mean, we need you tomorrow. We don't need you 2 weeks from now. So, yes, we're going through the state on those, and we're going to streamline.
It's important that the contract be completed before the person goes to work. That's one of the stipulations. So,
My suggestion would be, if there's no objection from the county commission, that you work with Linda Sorensen, our HR director, as the point person for the county, and that we move forward in this direction. I'd also suggest that maybe while they're here, we can see if they can get an audience with the sheriff, who was just over here a moment ago. And I'm sorry he wasn't in here for this presentation, but he really needs to hear it, I believe.
I think Randy, we met with Road and Bridge last week, the discussion, and when we use the discussion temporary, we're not talking about temporary employment. We're looking for full-time employment that is satisfactory. They're temporary 6-month workers, but we're looking for them to stay on with us.
That's not going to be a problem, is it, Bill?
No.
I mean, we understand what he's saying.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. Right. When we say temporary, every year we try to take and add 4 to 6 because retirement people and different things interfere. But this is the opportunity for us to participate in all the sections as we're talking about, whether it be jail, road and bridge, there could be other opportunities. I know there's
any county employee, any county
right.
position.
And so I'm all for it. I'm excited about getting it, getting into the program and making it work.
Well, just having your support, and even in your community, in your churches, and where you do business, you talk to these business owners all the time, and you know, we just need to get the word out that this OJT, if federal government, the Department of Labor want to push this training dollars down. The state wants to spend the money. And you know, frankly, our new boss expects us to use those funds in our program, whatever that program is, and you get people back to work. That's.
And remember, Bill, and folks, last year we had $500,000 to distribute for these training dollars. We could only find employers to use up $200,000 of it. So we had to give back $300,000 that we couldn't give to employers.
But that money was tied to disaster relief, wasn't it?
No, sir.
No. Aside from
there are disaster, called a national.
I think that's what you're talking about, the National Emergency Grant, was where you got those employees before, I believe.
Well, this was...
I think that is right, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Webster County has some National Emergency right. Grant money right now because of flooding and destruction because of floods, and so... We have a lady at the office that works closely with Webster County, and finding workers. I know she's looking for operators right now to run bulldozers and skid steers and things. But yeah, there are funds. She had 15 people working out there last year.
Yeah.
And that particular program's over, but there's another one that's come down to the...
But this is different than...
Governor Nixon has set this money aside out of the budget
and
has created the rules that that we operate under.
I mean, it's a shame that you had to give that much money back.
Oh, it tore us up.
I mean, there's in a week's time, there's probably a half a dozen people that we see that are vets that are looking for work have come home. Highly skilled people that are looking for anything that they can do to these people are it's in their heart to work hard and be there, and their instruction has been already come from the armed services to be on time and all this, so they make great employees. So it's a shame that you had to give that much money back, and I'll be in full support and trying to help you. I know each commissioner will.
Well, our new director has told us we're not sending money back.
Right.
You get out there and get to work.
Yeah.
Let's get folks back to work. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Look forward to visiting with your HR folks.
I would ask that following this meeting, Bill, perhaps you could sit with Linda for just a few minutes, and she could give you her information, and we can get this process started.
Absolutely.
So we're really excited about it. Yeah.
I wanted to make one more point that, again, you're not under any obligation. If we sign a contract, that doesn't mean that if that employee that you decide to hire doesn't work out, you can't fire him. You can.
I understand.
They're your employee. And you make your, you follow your hiring guidelines. So
we reimburse you right up to that point, cancel the contract, and
try again.
And look now, for the next person.
How many hours? I've lost track. You said
600.
600 hours.
Yeah, the book, they allow us up to 1,040 hours. So if you're hiring a new IT person right out of the service that has had some experience, and Al just placed two guys last week, had IT experience. If you're hiring a new IT guy and he's going to learn a new program, a new software, a new, 1,040 hours is the tops. That's 26 weeks of training.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be another position. I don't write contracts that large but most of them average about 600 hours.
Right.
I've written a 400-hour contract, and I've written 800-hour contracts, but it depends on the training necessary. And as I say, we can't train a CPA to be a CPA, but there's a lot we can do. Thank you again.
Gentlemen, very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here today.
Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
See you
next time.
Thanks, sir.
We are getting ready to step into executive session. Before that, I'll call just a 5-minute recess. However, I thought if you guys wanted to test those two, here they're already on it. Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes, and then we'll step into executive session. Dandy.